Awe Island family. Thank you for listening to Be Calm on Awe Island, a proud member of the Quad Pod Podcast Network. Do you have a listening buddy? Maybe a sibling or a stuffed animal or pet who likes to listen to Awe Island with you? You can draw a picture of your listening buddy and send it to us. We'd love to see it. You can ask a grown-up to help you visit aweisland.com/gallery and send us a picture.
Hello, Awe Islanders. Did you know that our past episodes are available on Patreon? That's right. Our Patreon membership includes access to hundreds of past episodes, a new exclusive episode every Wednesday, and more. Visit patreon.com/Awe Island. That's patreon.com/Awe Island.
Hello, Awe Islanders. We're so glad you're here. Let's see if you have everything you want to be calm on Awe Island. Are the lights in your room dim or off? Do you have your favorite blanket or listening buddy? Before we begin our story, let's relax by taking a nice, deep dragon breath. Breathe in through your nose, filling up your belly, and then out through your mouth, imagining you are breathing fire like a dragon. Ready? Deep breath, in and out. Very good. Today, the air will help you feel calm, as if you are resting on a cloud. This is all pretend, and you are very safe. Ready to find your cloud? It is in a warm and sunny sky. The cloud is soft and fluffy, like a giant pillow. As you float in your cloud, you feel the warm breeze swirl around you as your soft cloud gently rocks you back and forth, back and forth. Take another deep breath, like a dragon, in and out. You enjoy feeling like you are floating as the cozy cloud continues to hug and rock you back and forth, wrapped in the airy blanket. As you continue to float, let's take one more deep dragon breath in and out. Great job, everyone. I hope you are tucked in nice and cozy. Okay, I think we're ready to begin our story. Let's be calm on Awe Island. Our story today is Springtime Supplies. It was a bright, sunny day in late winter on Awe Island. The birds were flying high in the big blue sky, the wind underneath their wings feeling refreshingly brisk and cool. there was still a chill in the air, but it was the warmest day of the year so far. The big fluffy clouds were a crisp white. Harmony Helicopter sat on her landing pad at the Ah Wei Island Airport, quietly watching the sky. Harmony was waiting for her pilot to arrive so that they could go flying. They hadn't been flying so much over the last few months due to the winter weather, so Harmony was excited by the prospect of today's flight. Harmony loved flying, especially on sunny days like these. Days when she would get to see Ah Wei Island's evergreen trees, winding roads, and magnificent ocean in all their glory. She enjoyed gazing down on all of the places that made Ah Wei Island such a wonderful home for Harmony and her friends. The anticipation of seeing the wonderful places on Ah Wei Island today made Harmony feel happy and excited. Just then, Harmony heard her pilot approaching. "Hiya, Harmony," Harmony's pilot said. "Are you ready for a fun day?" The helicopter spun her shiny blades in delight as Harmony's pilot placed some items inside the helicopter, got into the front seat, started Harmony's engine, and lifted off. As Harmony began to float above her landing pad, she felt her heart fill with excitement. Where exactly would they be flying today? The wind felt wonderful whooshing around Harmony. She flew through the sky with a big smile, excited to see what adventures awaited her and her pilot today. After moving away from the airport, they flew towards the Ah Wei Island forest. For a while, they flew over the big evergreen trees of the forest where so many beautiful birds lived. Harmony and her pilot were careful to fly high enough above the trees so that Harmony's blades wouldn't get in the birds' way. Harmony watched as a few singing birds flew out of the trees below her. The birds' wings fluttered happily in the wind as they flew. Then Harmony saw four colorful birds pop out of the trees. One was yellow, one was blue, one was red, and one was green. The four brightly colored birds reminded Harmony of her colleagues, Herb, Holly, Hawk, and Hazel Airplane, who were each also colored yellow, blue, red, and green. "Hello, birds," exclaimed Harmony. The birds saw Harmony as well and waved their tail feathers to greet her. "Hi, helicopter," the birds chirped in reply. After a while, Harmony's pilot turned their direction westward, following one of Ah Wei Island's winding roads that headed toward the ocean. Looking down to the road below, Harmony saw some of her friends driving along the road. First, she saw Frankie Fire Truck driving away from the Ah Wei Island fire station, his lights flashing brightly as his siren went off. Frankie was very focused on his mission, so he didn't even notice Harmony. Then Harmony saw Marnie Mail Truck driving to the houses along the road, delivering everyone their mail. Harmony wondered if Marnie would stop by the helicopter pad later to give Harmony's pilot her mail for the day. "Hi, Marnie," Harmony called out. She didn't know if Marnie could hear her, but she wanted to say hi just in case. Whizzing past Marnie was Carmen Convertible, Carmen's blue paint sparkled brightly in the sunshine, almost like a piece of the sky had been given wheels. Harmony felt a little surprised that Carmen would be out driving with her top down in the cool weather. Then she saw Carmen's driver look up and wave to Harmony and her pilot. This made Harmony smile. I guess Carmen's really excited for springtime, Harmony thought to herself. She's out driving even though it's a little chilly. Well, I can understand that excitement. Spring is coming. Indeed, the bright sun was helping to warm everyone up a little. Harmony enjoyed the feeling of the sun's warmth on her metal body as she felt her pilot turn them northward, following the ocean road and heading toward the northernmost part of Ah Wei Island, where Izzy Icebreaker lived. Harmony always loved watching Izzy break the ice that built up in the waters of Ah Wei Island during the winter. Although much of the ice was melting by now, Harmony eventually spotted Izzy, still hard at work breaking some of the remaining ice offshore. As Harmony flew over Izzy, she called out to her friend. "Hi, Izzy," Harmony cried. "Oh, hey, Harmony. Good to see you," Izzy called back. As Harmony continued flying north, she thought about the past winter. She hadn't gotten to fly very much these past months. There was too much snow this year. Harmony imagined how beautiful it would be to fly through lightly falling snow someday. She had never flown in snow before. Seeing snowflakes as she flew through the air would probably be like watching little fluffy clouds fall from the sky, she thought to herself. Harmony knew that it wouldn't be very safe to fly through heavy snow, but it was fun to imagine the little snowflakes landing on her window. Maybe someday she'd get to fly in just a little snow, she thought. Just a small, safe amount, of course. After Harmony and her pilot had flown northward for quite a while, her pilot turned them westward again. They moved away from the Ah Wei Island coastline and headed out over open water. Harmony heard the strong waves of the ocean beneath her. She looked down and saw seals swimming gracefully through the water and calling out with their special voices. Harmony thought that this was an amazing sight. Something about today brought every piece of Ah Wei Island to life. It seemed no matter where Harmony went, there was happiness all around her. I guess everyone is excited about spring coming, Harmony reflected. After heading west over the ocean a while longer, Harmony started to wonder where they were going. What was out here? Why were they flying over the ocean? Just as Harmony was getting unbearably curious, Harmony heard her pilot say, "We're almost there." Looking down, Harmony saw a bit of land below her and red and orange flashing lights down on the ground. They were approaching a little island and someone was signaling Harmony to land. Harmony was excited. They had finally reached their destination. The little helicopter landed safely on the landing pad below, marked clearly by the red and orange lights, where she saw a person waiting for them, waving to greet them. Once Harmony's engine was turned off, her pilot got out of the cockpit and went over to shake the hand of the person standing by the edge of the landing pad. "Hello, doctor," said Harmony's pilot. "How is it going?" "Good," replied the doctor. "But I'm glad to see a familiar face. I'm so glad spring is coming. It's been a long few months by myself up here." "I bet it has," replied Harmony's pilot. "I've got your supplies in the helicopter. And now that winter is over, I'll be able to come more often." As the two people continued talking, Harmony realized the purpose of her journey today. The person on the island was a scientist who was conducting research on this remote island. And Harmony was helping deliver supplies so that the scientist could keep working. Harmony heard the scientist explain that she had made some very interesting observations over the last months about how the animals and plants lived on the little island during the cold winter months. After chatting a few minutes, Harmony's pilot took the items out of the helicopter and helped carry them into the scientist's cabin. After chatting a little bit longer, the scientist and Harmony's pilot said goodbye, promising to see each other again soon. That made Harmony excited. She was happy to have another chance to fly out to the island and deliver more supplies. Harmony carefully lifted off from the small landing pad on the island, rising steadily into the sky. Steering toward the ocean again, Harmony's pilot waved to the scientist below. The scientist waved back gratefully, shouting, "Thank you," as she waved. Harmony flew out over the ocean again, heading back home toward Ah Wei Island. The late winter day was still short, and it was almost dark by the time Harmony arrived at the Ah Wei Island Airport. Carefully maneuvering with the help of her pilot, she gently settled on her landing pad, her tail rotor and main rotor blades slowing down until they calmly came to a halt. Harmony's pilot hopped out of the front seat, closed the door, and gently patted Harmony. Harmony's pilot said, "Good night," and headed to her own home. Harmony smiled as she watched her pilot walk away for a good night's rest. They had both earned a good rest. Harmony snuggled down, thinking about her interesting day. She got comfortable on her landing pad, looking up at the beautiful sky she had just been flying in. The stars were twinkling gently above her as the moon began to rise in the clear night sky. Harmony's eyes felt sleepy. Harmony began to think of all the things she was grateful for. Harmony was grateful for her pilot, who always flew her so carefully. Harmony took a deep dragon breath, in and out. Harmony was grateful to have been able to help out the scientist today by bringing her supplies. Harmony took another deep dragon breath, in and out. she let out a big yawn. Most of all, she was grateful for having such a beautiful and wonderful place to live. Ah Wei Island was full of amazing sights and amazing people, no matter what time of year it was. There was always something new to discover and experience, she thought. Harmony took one last deep dragon breath, in and out. And closed her eyes. And Harmony fell asleep with the stars twinkling above her, dreaming about the next time she would fly over the Ah Wei Island waters. Thank you for joining us to Be Calm on Ah Wei Island. See you next time.